Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Drake's name has just been brought up in the XXXTentacion murder case as a possible suspect.
And I believe the brief states that people who knew Drake were allegedly seen in XXXTentacion's neighborhood threatening him before he died.
On November 30th of 2024, Dedrick Williams, one of the men convicted in the death of Florida rapper XXXTentacion, filed an appeal for a new trial. But in that very same appeal, he made a shocking claim. Williams' lawyer argued in court that he hadn't properly considered a potential suspect in X's murder case. And that suspect was none other than Aubrey Drake Graham. This is just the latest twist in one of the rap game's most notorious conspiracy theories. For years, fans have speculated that Drake had a hand in the shooting that claimed X's life. Now, 6 years later, he's being named in court as being possibly involved, and Dedrick Williams' defense team is demanding a court order to force Drake to testify. Because of this breaking news, we're gonna dissect the allegations that Drake may have ordered the assassination of one of the rap game's most controversial rising stars. How did Drake become enemies with X in the first place? What really happened the day that he was unalived? And how did Drake get named as a key witness in X's death? To paint a picture of the allegations against Drake, we've even combed through his lyrics to compile every single possible reference to X's murder. Has Drake really been openly bragging about ordering the unaliving of another rapper? And finally, we're gonna analyze the fallout of Dedrick Williams' appeal. Is this legal maneuver gonna finally expose Drake once and for all?
You put all this wild stuff on Drake.
But this shit right here, like this kind of scares me. I ain't gonna lie.
The beef between Drake and XXXTentacion dates back to 2017. In January of that year, underground rap fans were going crazy for an aggressive new song that was going viral on SoundCloud. The track was called Look At Me, and while it had originally been released a year earlier, it suddenly started to build up momentum and rack up serious streaming numbers. The only problem was the 17-year-old artist who recorded the song, Jassy Onfroy, aka X, was locked up in a Florida jail for assault charges. X had been recording music for 5 years, but Look At Me going viral took him to a whole nother level. Music critics quickly hopped on the trend, classifying X as a leader of a new wave of lo-fi music called SoundCloud rap. Look At Me was praised for being raw, unmastered, and totally different than anything else mainstream. X had gone from an unknown teenage rapper in Florida to an overnight sensation. But at the same time X was taking off in popularity, Drake stepped in. In February of 2017, Drake previewed a brand new song, KMT, while touring in Amsterdam. Diehard fans immediately noticed that Drake's flow and rapping on KMT was eerily similar to X's style on Look At Me. Accusations started to fly in that Drake had swooped in and jacked X's sound right as X was starting to see his first little bit of success. X himself noted the similarities between Look At Me and KMT, and he was not happy about the comparisons. On March 29th of 2017, during his very first interview after being released from jail, X addressed the allegations that Drake stole his flow directly on Miami's 103.5 The Beat radio station.
He's not a man. I think he's a bit. That's a bit move.
X ultimately said that he respected Drake's career, labeling him a GOAT and a genius, but also called him out for trying to profit off his work.
If he would have showed that he's a hospitable person and that he's really in this for the culture rather than being a nigga taking my shit, running off with it, and then putting it on his album. Then he would have got my kudos. He would have got my respect. I would have let him hop on the remix, take 100% royalty rate. I would have done it.
But X was far from done. Literally the day after, on March 30th, X shot his shot at Drake's mom by tweeting, quote, "Drake's mom kind of cute. She could get it." X clearly wanted to get under Drake's skin as much as possible. While Drake didn't issue a response to these attacks, X had gone past the point of no return. By targeting Drake's mother, there was no chance that these guys were ever going to piece it up. And all this controversy only fueled X's ascent in the rap game. As the Drake comparison circled, "Look at me climb
Moro Casino. Social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Billboard charts and peaked at number 34. Look at Me ultimately charted for 20 weeks and went platinum before the end of the year. X had gone from literally jail to beefing with one of the biggest rappers in the game to becoming a platinum selling star in a matter of months. X was even labeled, quote, "the most controversial man in rap." While Drake avoided addressing X directly, X made a bone-chilling post on social media a year later. In 2018, X posted on his IG story, quote, "If anyone tries to kill me, it was at Champagne Poppy, aka Drake. I'm snitching right now." The post was later deleted, and X claimed that his account had been hacked. But in all reality, who really knows? And at first it sounded like X was just trolling until 3:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on June 18th of 2018.
Developing right now, a search for a killer in South Florida after an up-and-coming rapper is shot dead, killed in an apparent robbery.
Just 3 months after X's fateful post on IG, tragedy struck. That day, X pulled up to a motorcycle dealership in Deerfield Beach, Florida with his step-uncle, Leonard Kerr. After spending a half hour at the dealership, X and Kerr climbed into his BMW i8 sports car when an SUV pulled up and blocked their path. Two armed men jumped out the SUV and rushed X's BMW, where they confronted him at gunpoint. X was punched multiple times while his step-uncle escaped. One of the gunmen snatched a Louis Vuitton duffel bag from the BMW's passenger seat that contained 50 grand in cash. One of the men opened fire on X, shooting him 3 times. X was later confirmed deceased at Broward Health North Hospital when he was only 20 years old. X's shocking death sparked an outpouring of grief. Kanye West, J. Cole, Jay-Z, Pusha T, and 2 Chainz are just some of the high-profile rappers who paid tribute to X by praising his artistry and calling out the senselessness of his shooting. His open casket memorial service was even held in the Florida Panthers Stadium, with thousands of fans lining up to pay their respects. Just 2 days after X was unalived, Dedrick Williams, a 22-year-old tattoo artist, was arrested and identified as the person who planned X's robbery. Investigators determined that Williams had actually seen X in person 6 months earlier when they were visiting the same probation office in January of 2018. That's how Williams recognized X's distinctive BMW i8 while driving past the motorcycle dealership that X was shopping at. According to the cops, if X wasn't driving that car, it's unlikely Dedrick Williams would have ever spotted him and ordered the robbery. In the following weeks, police made 3 more arrests: Robert Allen, Trayvon Newsom, and Michael Boatwright, who was ultimately accused of being the trigger man behind X's death. All 4 men ended up getting charged with first-degree murder. But Dedrick Williams' lawyer threw a major curveball in the case when he claimed that the police failed to investigate a high-profile suspect.
They wanted to solve the case so quickly that they refused to listen to any other evidence that didn't comport with what they believed or what they wanted their narrative to be.
Williams' attorney, Mauricio Padilla, argued that the Broward County Sheriff's Office hadn't done their due diligence to follow all possible leads. Padilla claimed that the Sheriff's Office was still overwhelmed from the aftermath of the Parkland shooting just a year earlier. He states that the cops just didn't have the resources to properly investigate X's death. During the murder trial's opening arguments, Padilla cited X's deleted post where he claimed that Champagne Poppy, aka Drake, was trying to unalive him, and he blasted the detectives for failing to follow up with Drake.
Do you think in that time span that they went and they addressed him and talked to him? No. Do you think sitting here today, years later, any detective has ever asked Drake or anybody like that? No. They never did that. So you ask yourself, how could that be?
Dedrick Williams' lawyer was basically saying that Drake was so powerful that he avoided questioning, and he wasn't entirely wrong. When Drake was subpoenaed to testify for a deposition, he and his lawyers basically ignored it. They did not even bother to show up for the scheduled date. Finally, Padilla secured a court order from a judge to require Drake to testify, and if Drake didn't, he would have to face a contempt of court charge. But when you're as famous as Drake, you also have the best lawyers that money can buy. On Valentine's Day of 2020, Drake's legal team filed to throw out the court order.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Claiming that it places an unreasonable and oppressive burden on him. Drake's team claimed that there wasn't any conclusive evidence to link him to X's death. That very same day, Mauricio Padilla claimed that process servers tried to deliver the court subpoena to Drake directly, only for Drake's armed guards to physically get in the way. According to Padilla, the process servers were barred from Drake's home in Calabasas, California, and Drake's guards actually kicked the subpoena itself down the driveway. The message was crystal clear. Under no circumstances did Drake want to testify. Even crazier is that the court accepted Drake's legal defense and overlooked his security's alleged intimidation tactics. The judge accepted the motion to dismiss the order, removing Drake from the witness list. The trial continued without Drake's testimony, leading to the conviction of all four men. Dedrick Williams, Padilla's client, was sentenced to life in prison. But while Drake's lawyers insisted that he had no connection to the case, his music told an entirely different story.
When you start playing with certain people, when you start puffing on the wrong cigar, smoke will come.
Just 2 weeks after X's murder, Drake dropped his fifth studio album, Scorpion. The album was a major commercial success, breaking streaming records and selling over 732,000 copies in its debut week. But fans noticed that Drake's lyrics seemed to subtly but unmistakably reference X and his untimely death. On I'm Upset, Drake bragged about a $50,000 bounty rapping,
"I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect."
Remember, when X was robbed that summer, his assailants stole $50,000 and a Louis Vuitton bag out of his BMW. Even more blatant,
"SMS, triple X. That's the only time I ever shoot below the neck.
Why you keep shooting if you know that nigga dead? That's the only kind of shit that gets you some respect." While you can interpret those bars as being about texting, explicit photos, some fans speculated that SMS could also stand for send my shooters. And the triple X shoutout is an almost undeniable callback to X's name. In sidebar, Drake might really be the only rapper who compares sending nudes to smoking his ops. On Mob Ties, another song from the album, Drake flexes on having underworld connections, bragging about how he's sick of these niggas, hire some help, get rid of these niggas. Oh, and speaking of Louis bags, in the very same verse he raps,
"Louis bags in exchange for body bags, yeah."
In an interview on LeBron James and Maverick Carter's HBO show The Shop, Drake even spoke about how he was inspired to record Mob Ties right before the album was released. It's possible that he stepped in the booth specifically to reference X being gunned down over a Louis bag. Pretty cold-blooded. 4 years later, Drake seems to reference X yet again. In the 2022 song on BS with 21 Savage, Drake raps,
"Maybe I should do a 20, maybe I should break that 20, do a 10.
Maybe I should break that 10, do a 5, then if it gets live, do 5 again. If he held his tongue on that live, he'd be alive again. Damn." Drake's math here clearly adds up to 30, and when you convert that into Roman numerals, it spells out XXX. Plus, Drake is clearly bragging about ending someone's life because they talked reckless on IG Live. It seems like a pretty barefaced call out to all the times X slandered Drake and Drake's mom on social media. In 2023, Drake again seemed to reference X on the song Daylight.
"I wasn't there when they caught the body. TPS think that I bought the body. Internet swear that I bought the body. Take more than that to go pop somebody.
While Drake's previous bars sounded like he was trying to take credit for what happened to X, this new song sounds as if he's trying to distance himself from a potential scandal. It's also worth noting that all his other X subliminals were released before the court order to get him deposed, but Daylight dropped after X's murderers were convicted. While some fans bought into Drake's lyrics as evidence that he had a hand in X's demise, X's former collaborators weren't so convinced. Controversial boxer Ryan Garcia tweeted on the 6th anniversary of X's death, quote, "F*** it, Drake killed X," before quickly deleting.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Hitting his post after getting backlash. X's longtime friend Ski Mask the Slump God responded to Garcia's tweet by writing, quote, "Whoever believed this stupid shit too deep in the YouTube conspiracy rabbit hole, go outside and touch some grass, my nigga." And X's former DJ, DJ Scheme, backed up Ski while also claiming that Drake instigated those same conspiracy theories in order to bolster his street cred. Quote, "My only issue is that after my brother died, all Drake did was throw shots to look more gangster. So to wrap things up, it's still Drake." But after November 30th of 2024, Drake may be forced to finally defend his innocence in person.
So as a defense attorney, again, you have to look into any evidence that might point to your client's innocence or might point to someone else as being responsible for the crime.
After being sentenced to life in prison, Dedrick Williams, a man convicted of planning X's robbery, filed an appeal where he directly addressed the court's failure to depose Drake. Williams and his lawyer, Mauricio Padilla, stressed that Drake was still a key witness in the case, especially since X had implied on Instagram that Drake would be the one to unalive him. While Padilla said he's not claiming that Drake ordered a hit against X, he has emphasized the importance of a jury hearing all possible evidence. Legal experts have weighed in on Padilla's attempts to get Drake to testify and agree that it's a Hail Mary move that could move the needle by sowing doubt among jurors. If Drake's testimony introduces enough reasonable doubt, it could potentially undermine Dedrick Williams' conviction, especially if Drake's provocative lyrics are admitted as evidence. But what are the odds that Drake will finally be ordered to appear in court? At this point, the court's still weighing Dedrick Williams' appeal. It's totally possible that the judge will deny his attempt to get a new trial. But if they agree with Williams' claim that he wasn't granted a fair trial in the first place, it's very possible that Drake might have to finally answer questions under oath about his beef with XXXTentacion and address his flagrant bars on songs like Mob Ties. This whole episode is just the latest legal issue Drake has to deal with. Just weeks ago, Drake filed twin petitions against his own label UMG, alleging that they systematically defamed him and conspired to boost his arch-rival Kendrick Lamar. Drake's legal findings claim that UMG and Spotify artificially boosted Kendrick's streaming numbers and that UMG failed to prevent the release of Not Like Us, where Kendrick ruthlessly dunked on Drake by alleging he's a sexual predator. These petitions sharply divided both fans and industry insiders. Some claim that Drake was pulling a Karen move by trying to essentially sue his way out of a rap battle. Joe Budden suggested that Drake made himself look worse by taking the war with Kendrick to court. On the other hand, some fans threw their support behind Drake, insisting that these legal moves were about Drake taking on powerful corporate interests who were manipulating music streams. Hot 97's Funkmaster Flex said that Drake is 100% right, claiming that DJs regularly accept payola to have their music promoted. Meanwhile, DJ Academics theorized that Drake's maneuvers might have backfired, and that by filing his petitions, he might have actually boosted the streaming numbers of Not Like Us and Kendrick's newest album, GNX. Between this new X appeal and these lawsuits, Drake's lawyers definitely have their hands full. And seeing that these cases are still ongoing, it's not hard to imagine Drake having to testify. The real question is if Drake's team will be able to protect him, or if all this alleged legal exposure is gonna put his secrets out in the open.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.